Good morning and welcome to day 20 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm not sitting at my desk this morning. Did I mention yesterday that today was opening day of the Major League Baseball season? I wish I was at a baseball game. I am probably not, but I hope to be watching one today. The Giants opened the season in Cincinnati. I'm certainly not there, but probably when you're watching this, I will be sitting at my desk. But come about 1 o'clock, don't look for me sitting at my desk because I hope to be watching the game on TV somewhere. Anyway, this is the halfway point of our video series, the halfway point of Lent. And congratulations, you've made it this far. As I read today's reflection in the Bible passage from today, Jesus tells the crowds and the disciples, if any want to become their followers, they must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. The reality is, I'd rather talk about baseball than the demands of following Jesus. Well, not always, but I will. Jesus, when he says this, has yet to, but will eventually, take up his cross and make his way to Calvary. So as we read this passage, knowing that that is what did take place, it's hard not to imagine that a similar sacrifice being demanded of us. But the reality is, for most of us, we aren't asked to make such a significant sacrifice. But we are what we are asked to do. As followers of Jesus Christ, as we are invited to lose our lives for the sake of the gospel, which will save it, is we are invited to love one another, even to love our enemies, the saying goes. Can you imagine? Maybe it'd be easier to just take up my cross and walk to Calvary than it would be to love a Dodgers fan. No, it's not that hard. I've done it, and I do it. I have the pleasure of calling Dodgers fans my friends. But in all seriousness, loving one another as we have been loved by Jesus can be a challenge. Because the reality is, each of us at any given time can be pretty unlovable. And yet that's what we are called to do as followers of Jesus. So that's the challenge for today as I root for the Giants against the Cincinnati Reds, to acknowledge that even the Reds have fans and that in rooting, I root for the best outcome. I pray that nobody gets hurt, and I enjoy the game, and I enjoy the competition that takes place that really has little or nothing to do with me. And I remember the good news of God's love for me as revealed through the life, death, resurrection, and ascension of his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, we'll move to day 21 of this series, over the halfway point. We're headed down the hill together toward Jerusalem. I'll see you then.